lost at sea without a friend. This journey, will it ever end? Oh, will rescue
Ambassador.
Dobre utro.
How do you do, madam?
Danke gut, Bernhard.
Order, order. This emergency meeting of the International Rescue Aid Society is now in session. Delegates, you have been summoned from all corners of the globe because we have reason to believe that someone is in distress. As you know, our society has never failed to answer a call for help.
Your woman here.
You're here. We will face the portrait of the beloved founder of our society, Euripides Mouse. Delegates, hands over hearts.
R-E-S-C-U-E, Rescue Aid Society.
Touch the sky,
you mean everything to me.
In a fix, in a bind, call on us anytime. We'll appear from nowhere, mighty are we. R-E-S-C-U-E, Rescue Aid Society. Honesty, loyalty, we pledge to thee. R-E-S-C-U-E, Rescue Aid Society. Heads held high, touch the sky, you mean everything to me. In a jam, in a scrape, and you think no escape.
Do not fear, we'll be here.
Courageous are we.
R-E-S-C-U-E, Rescue Aid Society. Heads held high, touch the sky, our hearts we pledge to thee.
Scouts, bring in the bottle.
Sacre bleu.
What is
it? Oh, there's a piece of gusset here.
Mr. Bernard, if you please.
Coming through. Pardon me.
Have a care, then.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, sir. Oops.
Oh, you gasped.
Delegates, this is no time for levity.
Serious business, you know. Serious business.
Now what?
Sir, there's 13 steps on this ladder.
Oh, superstitious nonsense. What next?
Sorry, sir.
To Morningside Orphanage, New York. That's difficult to decipher. Well, I can't make it out.
I am in a terrible, terrible trouble. Oh dear, it's all watered out. Hurry, help Penny.
Penny? Morningside Orphanage? After all, it's not much to go on, is it?
Oh, that poor little girl. Oh, Mr. Chairman, please, may I have this assignment?
You? Miss Bianca? Dear lady, it's absolutely without precedent. I mean, it's not like the old days when it was a man's world. However... I suppose there has to be a first time.
Mr. Jones, sir, I don't think Miss Bianca should go. It could be dangerous. Anything could happen to her.
You see, dear lady, before our janitor interrupted, I was about to suggest that you should have a co-agent go with you. Gentlemen, who will volunteer?
Gentlemen, this is indeed a most difficult decision to make. I choose Mr. Bernard to be my co-agent.
Me? Oh, that's really very. I'm only a janitor.
Oh, come on, we'll be a great team together. Oh, come on.
Bravo, bravo. Arrivederci.
Bravo, bravo.
Bravo, bravo. Bravo, bravo. Janitor, lady. Good heavens. Bless my soul.
Here it is. Three blocks down and four blocks over.
Well, why don't you take the shortcut through the zoo?
Miss Bianca, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it could be risky.
Oh, come on. Remember our pledge? Through storm and rain and dark of night.
Never fail to do what's right. All right. Duty calls.
Mr. Bernard, maybe we'd better go back. It's so dark in there.
Dark? Who's afraid of the dark? Look, you stay here. I'll check it out.
Thank you.
Wait for me.
How about trying three blocks down and four blocks over?
What did you do to make him so mad?
Nothing. He's just a grumpy old lion.
Well, after all, waking him up in the middle of the night, wouldn't you be grumpy too?
I didn't wake him up in the middle of the night. I was walking through the thing and I just... Bianca, over here. I found some. These are Penny's belongings.
Good work. Now we're getting somewhere. Oh, look. The little girl's treasure.
What are the things kids collect?
Do you think she could be still here in the orphanage?
She can't be. It says on the box, hold until further notice.
Or maybe she's been adopted.
No, because she would have taken these things with her. Mice!
Cat!
Now, look here, you two. If folks find out that mice moved in here, I'll get kicked out. Lose my job.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Cat. I won't be here long.
I'm a mite too old to be chasing mice.
Sir, could you tell us what happened to a little girl named Penny?
Yeah, I sure can. You ain't going to find her around here. Hey, poor little thing ran away.
When was the last time you saw Penny?
Was there anything unusual? Try to remember.
Let's see now. Last time I saw her, she was sitting over there on her bed all alone. She looked awful sad. So I asked her, what's wrong, Penny, honey?
Nothing.
Oh, come on now, come on. No secrets. You tell old Rufus, huh?
Well, it was adoption day at the orphanage.
What happened?
A man and lady came and looked at me, but they chased a little red-headed girl. She was prettier than me.
Oh, she couldn't be. You listen to me, darling. You're something extra special.
No, I'm not.
Why, someday a mama and a papa will come to the orphanage looking for a pretty little girl just like you.
Honest?
I'll bet my whiskers on it. But you got to believe it. Keep the faith, sweetheart. You see that bluebird?
Yes, I do.
Well, faith is a bluebird. You see from afar. It's for real and as sure as the first evening star. You can't touch it or buy it or wrap it up tight, but it's there just the same, making things turn out right.
Can't touch it or buy it or wrap it up tight, but it's there just the same, making things turn out right. But whoever adopts me, I adopt Teddy too.
Oh, they love him. He doesn't eat much, does he?
Oh, here. I brought you something.
Grand Goshen. Catnip snaps.
No, they're ginger snaps.
What? For an old codger like me, could you a little ginger?
I take 2 extra ones for lunch today. We're not supposed to do that.
Well, you can trust me. I won't tattletale on you.
I love you, Rufus.
Gee, we better hurry, or we'll be late for supper.
He seemed happy enough, but the next thing I heard, Penny was gone.
Well, aren't the police still looking for her?
No. They gave up weeks ago.
This is terrible, that poor little girl.
I just can't believe that Penny would run away. Mr. Rufus, please think. Now, there must be something else.
Well, think of it. There was. It's nothing. Penny wouldn't get in with her.
Get in what? With who?
Oh, weird lady tried to give Penny a ride, but she wouldn't have anything to do with trashy people like them.
Trashy people? Who?
She and her partner run a sleazy pawn shop down the street.
Miss Bianca, we must go down there and investigate.
Suit yourself. You'd be wasting your time going down there.
She could be in real trouble. We gotta find her and help her.
Yeah, but 2 little mice. What can you do?
Bernard, a child's book. It's Penny's.
Then she's got to be here. What's so funny?
Your tail. Here, let me help you fix it.
Madame Medusa's pawn shop boutique.
Hello, boss.
Snoops! Don't tell me, Snoops. Let me guess. You found it. You found the diamond. Give you time. You bungler. You have been down there for 3 months. Bottles. What? Bottles. You caught Penny sending messages in bottles? You blundering fool! Can't you control a little girl? Shut up! I am taking the next flight down to Devil's Bayou.
It's terrible. They've got to go thither.
Yeah, come on, in the suitcase.
That pulls up everything. Leave him for a few weeks. Oh, why is this stupid thing close?
Thank you.
my way, you road hog!
For flight
6. Hurry, Miss Bianca. Medusa could be down at the Devil's Bayou by now.
Oh, I'm sorry, but a lady does have to pack a few things, you know.
Will Mr. Jenkins report to the ticket counter, please? Passengers, please report for flight 614, now departing.
Flight, please, 645.
Oh, no, we missed the flight. Miss Bianca, if you hadn't...
You worry too much. You know that flights are always late.
Albatross, flight 13 to tower. Albatross 13.
Now, what did I tell you? We are lucky, Mr. Bernard.
Luck? Flight 13? Maybe we'd better take the train.
Somebody answer down there. Get off the dime. Hello? Hello? Is anybody down there?
Hello?
Where in Tucker do you been, you lazy knucklehead?
We just got here, sir. See, my co-agent insisted on packing her,
Look, bud, am I clear to land? Traffic up here is thicker than me.
What did he say, Mr. Bernard?
I wouldn't dare repeat it.
Well, then give him the permission to land.
Captain, you have our permission to land.
Well, it's about time, bud.
Look, there he is. Doesn't he fly beautifully? And you wanted to take the train, you fraidy cat.
Fraidy cat? No, I like trains. I mean, they serve Roquefort. Pull up! Are you hurt, sir?
Nope. One of my better landings, bud.
Oh, great. Come on, we're going to take the train. Play it safe.
Train? Safe? Listen here, Buster. I'm as fit as a fiddle.
And you look simply wonderful, Captain.
Oh, shucks. Just call me Orville, little lady.
All right. It's most important we get to Devil's Bayou.
Well, now, will you just keep your shirt on? Flight 13 hits the wild blue yonder in 5 minutes. Yep.
Eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve. Oh, no. There are 13 steps on this ramp.
Why don't you jump the last one?
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard, folks. Fasten your seat belts. No smoking. Just sit back and leave the driving to me.
Miss Bianca, be sure it's fastened good and tight.
I can't. It'll wrinkle my dress.
Say, bud, read the checklist to me.
Yeah. Goggles down.
Check.
Wing flaps down.
Check.
Tail feathers.
Double check.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
And here we go!
I sure wish we'd have taken the train.
And you fly beautifully.
It's just like being on a roller coaster.
I just went through a red light.
Oh, I do that all the time, darling. Now, come on. Stop worrying.
Listen to this. It says here, Devil's Bayou is uncharted and hazardous. Each day's operations...
Interesting.
Must be...
Goodbye, dear.
Planned with care and...
Tomorrow is another day.
Goodbye, Bianca.
Thank you.
down here.
Well, what's happened, Osa? What's going on?
That little brat has escaped again. Nero, Brutus, bring her back, boys.
I don't know. It was working good yesterday.
Oh, shut up. Send a flare. Light up the swamp so I can find her.
Well, folks, we'll be landing at Devil's Bayou in just a minute. Your crew thanks you for flying Albatross Air.
What?
Stopper and Sassafras! My rudder's on fire! Bail out! Bail out!
Help! Help!
Mayday! Mayday!
You look like you could use a swig of this. It's good for what ails you.
There. Where are you folks from, anyway?
We're from New York.
Now stand back, folks.
I ain't gonna hang around this creepy place long.
Clear the runway. Great balls of fire! Holy smoke! Why don't you watch where you're going?
Thank you.
not. It's that terrible Medusa. I'd like to give her a few whacks with my rolling pin.
We swamp folks would like to run her clean out of her bayou.
Hold it. Hold it. Somebody's coming this way.
Why did you have to go and spoil everything? Nero, don't you dare get my teddy bear wet.
Oh, it's that poor little young one. She's tried to run away again. It's funny. Oh, how terrible.
Hurry! We've got to find out where they're taking her.
You need a boat. Even Ruth's got the fastest boat around here. Even Ruth! Wake up! Start up the engine, boy! Send Even Ruth back as soon as you need help.
You can't see a thing.
Slow down, Evan Ruth. They gotta be around here somewhere.
Oh, dear. They've lost them.
She'll have to...
Hard to
point,
Everett. How's it going up?
Help! Bernard! Bianca! Come on, Evan Ruth, give it all you got.
Keep trying, Evan Ruth.
Poor Evan Ruth. Your carburetor is all poked out.
Bring it right on in, boys. Come on. So you tried to run away. Well, it didn't work, did it, huh?
Put me down, Brutus. Freak little dragon.
Nice work. Good boys. Good boys. Steady boys. Down, 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 boys. Heel, heel.
There, there, Teddy. I won't let them do that to you again. Don't cry.
Now, Teddy, 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 poor Teddy. All she ever thinks about is that simple bear. Now, you behave or I'll let Nero and Brutus have your old teddy bear.
You will not. Besides, I'm not scared of them like you are, Mr. Snoop.
Ah, don't you sass me. Boys, take this naughty little girl to her room.
I can go by myself. Thank you.
Stick around, Even Ruth. We'll signal if we need you.
Look out! Here she comes!
Oh.
Martha, where is she? Oh, I sent her up to her room.
Why did you let her escape? What is your alibi this time, Nitwit?
Nitwit? Well, don't blame me, but those leather-headed lizards of yours, they're supposed to be patrolling the island. They let her get away.
Ha! My precious pets. We know who caught that ungrateful little brat, don't we?
Well, it was your brilliant idea to use little girl for this caper. If you left it to me, I'd...
Snoop! You're not thinking.
No, I know, I know. She's the only one small enough to squeeze down the black hole.
Yes, but why can't she find my big diamond?
I don't know, but just look at these beauties that she brought up from the cave. Oh, they'll sell for a lot of cold cash. Ow! Oh, I wish you wouldn't do that.
She's insane. Utterly mad.
I want that diamond. I've got to have the devil's eye. You didn't leave the girl down in the cave long enough.
She won't take orders.
You are too soft.
But the water was rising and the tide was coming in, and all she did down there was fuss about her teddy bear getting wet.
Snoops, you don't have a way with children. You must gain their confidence, make them like you.
Yeah? How do you do that?
You force them to like you, idiot! At the next low tide, I am going to put her down there myself and keep her there until she finds it, and it is as simple as that.
Oh, it's as simple as that, is it? Well, you're the boss. Boss.
Yes. Now come along, Petsy Poo.
We gotta get Penny out of here tonight. Oh, Bianca, they smell your perfume.
Who's the ant?
wrong with things. Snoop! What's wrong?
I don't...
Even Root, over here.
Are you all right there?
Why, she tried to kill us, that terrible woman. Oh, if I was only a 10-foot mouse, I'd show her.
It's no use, Bianca. Maybe Rufus the cat was right. But what can two little mice do?
But Bernard, the society is counting on us. We can't quit now. Oh, and that little girl. You've just got to rescue her.
High tide or not, that little brat is going to find me that diamond tomorrow or else. Come in.
Did you want to see me, ma'am?
Oh, yes, my dear, don't be so shy. Now, I am going to let bygones be bygones. You know what would make Auntie Medusa very happy?
Yes, you want me to find that diamond.
That's right, dear.
Well, I've tried hard as I could. Honest.
Of course, you have. But we must try harder, mustn't we?
Then please, will you take me back to the orphanage, like you promised?
Penny, don't you like it here? A big, beautiful boat all to yourself.
Well, if I don't get back to the orphanage, I'll never get adopted.
Adopted? What makes you think anyone would want a homely little girl like you?
We almost forgot to say our prayer. Please bless Rufus and Teddy and all the kids at the orphanage. Jennifer, Bobby, Mary, Julie. And please let someone find my bottle. There's a message in it. Because running away isn't working. Amen. Don't worry, Daddy. We'll be all right.
Now, don't cry. We are here to help you.
Wait. Hi. Where'd you come from?
We found the bottle with your message, and we've come to rescue you.
Did you hear that, Teddy? I thought it worked. Didn't you bring somebody big with you? Like the police?
No, there's just the two of us.
But if the three of us work together, and we have a little faith...
That's what Rufus said. Faith makes things turn out right.
Penny, I know it's late, but we have to escape tonight. Right now.
Well, I just got caught by Brutus and Nero. Look what they did to my pants.
Yeah, and they're still down there guarding the gangplank.
Oh, those vicious monsters. They ought to be locked up in a cage.
I know. Come on, I'll show you. See there? The elevator.
Oh, it's a perfect cage, Penny.
Great idea. Now, what can we use for bait?
Oh, they'll eat anything.
Yeah, I know.
I've got it. My perfume. Remember, they followed the scent right into the elevator.
And I'll slam the door. And will that make Medusa mad? Wrote it. Nero, did you let that little brat escape again? You're too soft. Whap, whap.
Hey, Penny, that's not bad.
That's exactly like Medusa.
Track her down, boys. Bring her back.
And we'll be so far ahead, they'll never catch us.
Wait a minute. She might catch us in her swampmobile.
We'll swipe it. I've always wanted to drive it.
What if Medusa wakes up while we're starting it? We're in trouble. We've got to stall him somehow.
How about Mr. Snoop's fireworks? We'll shoot him off in her bedroom. That will keep her busy.
Oh, Bernard, it's so exciting. Perfume, Crocs, swampmobiles. It just got to work.
It's our only chance. But we're going to need help.
Snoop! Snoop, get down here!
Well, what's up, Medusa? What's going on?
Oh, shut up!
Hi?
I don't know.
I bet those two are up to something. See, I don't want to go down that awful black hole again.
Don't worry about that, dear. You must hurry and get dressed.
Come on, we haven't got much time. Evinrude? Up here. We need help. Go get Ellie Mae. And hurry.
Are you ready to help rescue that little young'un?
Sure. just a-waiting for someone to holler charge.
Dang, Mammoth, let's get out to Joan and get it going.
When old Gramps gets head up, his nose gets plumb out of joint.
Take it easy, Gramps. We gotta stay here till Hevenrood brings us word from their mother.
If Annette Bug don't get here soon, they'll put that poor little girl down the black hole again.
All right, you little brats. Now, you are going to go down in that hole, and you are going to dig till you find me the diamond, you understand that? And no sassing me.
Oh, Snoop, that is no way to speak to our little Miss Benny.
Okay, boss, okay.
Now, my dear, you are going to find the big, shiny diamond for your Auntie Medusa, aren't you?
Teddy doesn't like it, Delma. He's afraid. Why aren't you, Teddy?
Aw. Poor Teddy. I'll just keep him up here with me where he'll be safe.
Give me back my teddy bear. He's mine. He's mine.
You get down there and find the big diamond or you will never see that teddy again.
All right. I'll go.
Boss, you really got away with kids.
Don't worry, Tate. I won't be gone long. I'll find your old diamond.
Oh, what a dreadful, frightening place.
Yes, it used to be a pirate's cave.
How do you know that, Benny?
Ian.
Oh, dear.
Come on, girls, let's look for that diamond so we can get out of here.
Oh, I've looked there already. Medusa doesn't like those little ones.
What's that?
That's where the water comes in. I'm afraid to go over there.
Well, if I was a pirate, that's just where I'd hide the devil's eye. I'll go over and check it out. Come to think of it, if I was a pirate, I wouldn't hide anything back there.
Bernard, look. I can see something. Come on. Let's see what it is.
No, Bianca, you stay here. I'll see if I can find a safe way over.
Good girl. Let's get it up here.
awful through.
We can't get it out.
Taking so long.
It's stuck tight.
Stuck tight. You'll get that diamond or you'll never see daylight again.
No, no, but back, Penny.
Oh, Penny, you fool!
Use the sword.
Double-crossing crook.
Put me down,
it's
Brutus.
It's mine. It's all mine.
Double-crosser.
Thank you.
Swindler! Swindler!
Shut up, Snoops! And don't move. If either of you try to follow me, you'll get blasted!
You give me my teddy bear. You promised.
Teddy goes with me, my dear. I've become quite attached to him. My diamond! My diamond!
For Penny?
Yes, you might say that Penny brought us together.
You are a darling.
Penny, you were a brave little girl to do what you did all by yourself.
Oh, I didn't do it all by myself. Two mice from the Rescue Aid Society helped me.
Mice? Rescue Aid Society?
Yes, they rescued me. Could I say hello to them?
Hello, Bianca. Hi, Bernard.
You can talk to these little mice?
All the time. Mice can talk like anybody. Didn't you know that?
Well, I didn't. But I do now, Penny.
Evan Rude, what are you doing here? call for help.
Here, you're going to need some volunteers. But Bianca, we just...
Oh, Bernard. Adventure, thrills, intrigue, travel, exotic places. Oh, come on, darling, let's go.
Sure wish we'd have taken the train.